First of all,
you that's just like the weed man texting you after you are done already got weed. Bitch, I'm calling the cops on you.
Can you
like,
imagine being this nigga barber and you calling him for a cut because you need money and he like, oh, I already got my hair cut. Pussy. Now I gotta pull up to your house and fuck shit up.
Exactly.
I hope you're lying. Your hairline fucked up and it'll never come back, bitch.
First, what niggas won't do, they'll cheat on they bitch, but they not cheating on they barber. That's for sure.
Right. Yo, you know how definitely fed up a nigga gotta be with his barber for him to leave his barber?
Like his, really they'll do leave they bitch quick and be like, you know what, bitch? I'm tired of you breathing heavy. I'm fucking sick of your fat, dirty ass. But my barber, I'm never leaving him. Like
my fucking barber, this nigga, ever since I've known him, he's been changed shops like 3 or 4 times. Nigga.
Yeah, nigga, because you was all the way up the boulevard.
I've been following this nigga around the whole fucking Philadelphia, nigga.
I'm like, Jax, where you going? I'm going to Connecticut this weekend.
What you going to Connecticut for?
For a cut?
Oh, because my barber, he moved out there.
He put up not Jackson, Connecticut for 24 hours. Get you is right now. Anyway, welcome to another episode of Sex Changes a Girl Folks Podcast. I'm C. Mark Lee.
Jackson with the cut. Well, Jackson 1616. What up?
Fuck out of here, nigga.
Like, you gotta get some pussy with that cut.
Exactly. Like, you ain't getting no pussy. Fuck out of here.
Fuck y'all.
You know how you see a nigga with a cut for like a fresh ass cut? That forehead be looking all nice and shiny. You be seeing your reflection.
Now I gotta start you the argument, bitch. Yeah. Like, you not going out tonight. Ooh, I just want you to know
ain't
that
no dick like that new cut dick. Oh shit. Ain't no dick like it. He be honest. It's like they lips be naturally juicy.
Do niggas fuck you better when they got a haircut?
Niggas, sure.
Niggas fuck you better. Niggas fuck you better when they know they doing good in life. Like,
like I'm up, bitch.
Like, I'm the man. Like, I'm about to fuck you and bounce. When niggas get fresh cuts, they got places to be.
That is hilarious, man.
Yeah. They give you that dog dirty dick when they get fresh.
That sounds so
dog
disgusting.
Dirty dick.
That sounds so nasty.
They be really beating the hole up. With the fresh cut. Damn. Yo, ain't nothing like it.
Shut up. Gosh, man.
Wow. Anyway, what's up with y'all? How y'all been?
Chilling, who the fuck told me to go back to work is what I really want to know. Like,
y'all niggas is bougie, man. Y'all job ass niggas.
Shit,
man.
I be sitting in the house fucking masturbating all day.
This bitch don't be doing no work.
I'm gonna be pissed when I actually gotta go back into the office.
She check her email 2 times and be like, definitely y'all can suck my dick. And that's it. That's all I
watched a whole series today at work. Man. A whole fucking series.
Wait, are you actually back in the office now?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm at home.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Man, that first time I gotta like actually put on pants and go to work is gonna be like stupid.
Yo, how open is shit really? Cause like I feel like shit is like opening, but I don't really know.
They said
what's
that Willow Grove Mall is opening on Friday.
About fucking time, cause I need some shit.
I want to go to Primark so fucking bad.
Me too. My fucking flip flop split in half. I was just like, damn, bitch. How the fuck the whole flop just split?
They was like, oh, bitch, you thought I was gonna last the whole summer.
Listen, I was smoking weed and the shit just split right down the middle. Damn.
Wait, so you was just sitting still?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know how you be swinging your feet?
Flip flops gotta fucking be to just listen, give up on you like
my
that?
My flip flops be done. It's my little house flops or whatever because I hate having like shoes on. But
that's why you gotta just get some Huaraches. You know what I'm saying? They're way more comfortable. Got
first of all, you covering your feet though. Like your feet don't be sweating hot when you fucking?
Well, I wear socks though. So
I forgot you're a serial killer. The fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't put my barefoot in this joint. Yeah, that's gross.
Like what? Right.
Never mind. Forget it.
I get not wanting to walk around places barefoot, but like
y'all ruined me. Let me just say this though. You guys have ruined me.
You're finished
for fucking listeners, if I wanted to. Because every time a bitch come over and she listens to the show, she automatically go to the
bus.
See, yeah, I can't say I'm about to bust no more. And it, anytime I'm hitting a bitch from the back and she look down, she be thinking I got the harassing on, which I do. But that's none of her
fucking business. Don't you harass you reflect a little bit in the light?
Nigga, if you on the bed getting hit from the back, you can't see my floor.
Yeah, Doug, I want to see hirachi.
I'm like, turning the fuck around just to find out.
If I heard a nigga always wear hirachis while he fuck and we're fucking, I want to see the hirachi. Like, I want to
show me.
It's like, a classic fucking shoe.
Yeah, I need to see it.
Like, I want
to
see it. I want to smell it, everything. Like, I want to, like, embrace the shoe. Like, where does
I want you to put it on my face. At? Like, I need all of that.
Do all that nasty shit with that fucking shoe. Tap it on my pussy, nigga. Like, the fuck?
No, because if a nigga even put a fucking foot near your pussy, first bitch, of all, you're falling smooth the fuck out. Like,
I seen this porn. It's one of my favorite. I got it saved, though. But the nigga literally tapped the bitch pussy with a metal baseball bat.
Please let me see, because...
Yo, dog, I'm going to pull it out right now. That nigga definitely had a bat. First of all, what the fuck you got a baseball bat? Y'all about the fuck?
He about to knock that shit out of the park, nigga.
And fucking did, because that's a good ass video too. But oh, like, bro, why the fuck is you taking a baseball bat to my pussy? And then the baseball bat got the nerve to say machine.
Wow. Hey, send me that link, though.
I'm about to send y'all to the fucking link.
Send me that link, though.
I'm about to put it right in the fucking group chat.
Hey, dead ass. Hey, I be using, like, yo, send me a scene. Like, that's like a line for me now.
Send you a scene.
Yeah, like, yo, send me a scene. Send me some dope shit. So a dope scene.
And the picture on the phone in the group chat is you can see the baseball bat. You can see it right there.
Hold up.
He tapped her pussy with a metal baseball bat.
Hilarious. She don't even know what's about to happen.
Yeah, why the baseball bat? It just,
I'm not even gonna hold you. I really.
Hey, her feet big as fuck.
She do.
My bad. Her feet long.
I was really expecting for them to be white though.
Mad bitches got big feet in porn. I don't know what that's about, or maybe it's like the camera or something. Maybe feet look extra.
Honestly,
long.
Maybe it's the angle of how like she's laying in like.
She
her
definitely
feet.
Wears size 10. Don't you wear a size 10, Juice?
A 9. You got a size 14 back there, be not.
Yo, you can't give me no foot job, and your foot way bigger than my dick. Like, that gonna make me feel insecure.
Yeah, like
that should be in the middle of her fucking foot, the ball of her fucking feet. Like, you ain't touching toes at all.
Now my dick feel like more like a shoehorn than anything else. Wow. Like, no, wow. I can't.
Like, my mom, just put your feet back in your shoes. I'm good, love.
Yeah.
Just Yo, have you ever hands. Had somebody beat your dick with their feet though?
No, I haven't.
Would
I
you
haven't.
Let somebody beat? Shit, dick with their feet, like clean ass, nice feet.
With a little bit of lube on them. Yeah, because aesthetically, that should be looking. I've definitely watched foot job compilations before. Like, that should be.
You bust off them? Did you bust off?
I haven't busted off them. But it's just so intriguing because it's one of the things where you don't think that it'd be sexy, but when you see it, it actually look kind of sensual, though.
That sounds like. But I just imagine, like, me. Trying to like beat somebody dick with my feet and that being like a crazy lower ab workout, like breathing hard and shit, like you about to nut yet? Can you nut please?
You gotta fucking do that shit in 30 minute sets.
Beat that dick with the feet though. Do that thing with the feet. I would hate if he liked that shit. Like, do that shit with the feet. Like, really, nigga?
Hey, nigga, your stomach gonna be amazing.
Listen.
Yo, could you imagine somebody They're asking like, you how you get your stomach you get rid like of that?
I be beating my nigga dick with my feet. It's a full body workout, nigga. Yeah, that would be amazing.
That's funny.
Damn, I wonder.
So you never gave a foot job before?
Yeah, no, I never gave no foot job. I mean, the most I've ever done is like put my foot in somebody's mouth.
Wow.
You're a Viking.
Raw, stuck my toe, bitch.
That just seems so...
But you know, I kind of did it. You know what? No, but I did it kind of on like how niggas like... Like, I did it with some sneak shit. Like, I, like, kind of, like, had my feet already kind of in their face, like, having sex. And I was just, like, moving my toes closer to their cheek. And they just put it in their mouth. Oh, okay. but that's what I wanted them to do. It was like creep. Imagine like somebody toes like all in your mouth, and you just like, all right, I guess I gotta suck these toes in.
Oh God!
It was like that, but that's a play and move right there.
That's funny, man.
That's for the silver foxes sucking toes.
Silver, you the silver fox? Nah, man, I'm 29
why you,
again.
Why are you getting your grays plucked out?
Cause they look weird to me.
Listen, I was on vacation. I was like laying on the nigga chest, and I was like, "Yo, you got a gray on your chest." He was like, "What?" Just like, yeah, bro, relax. Man. You only 35. Like, you good. Like, it's sexy.
It's like, nah, though. Like,
you know, you gotta age gracefully. You know, but one day you're not gonna be able to pluck them. It's gonna be too many.
Yeah, no.
Unless you get that shit, Beijing.
I'm not going. No, I'm not getting that.
Don't be that nigga.
I'm not getting that.
Your hairline be all the way down here. You ain't got no forehead.
My barber always be trying to. He be cracking jokes and shit. He was like, yo, instead of me plucking these out, bro, I got that Beijing 59 right in the bag.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, I don't want them. I'm like, no, bro, I don't want
them. You would definitely look like a fucking those niggas with the vests that be riding the bikes in the clubs. It'd be like the bike club niggas. Because they all got like dye jobs, and they got like, they always got on like pre-dictums. Oh, like they not fresh, but they not dicked either. They just in the middle because they got the boots on, but they be having the boot socks on. It's a look.
No, I don't want to be that guy though.
Nah, yeah. So what y'all been up to?
Shit, man. I ain't really tell many people, but rest in peace to my grandpa, man. He passed away.
Oh wait, what?
Yeah, my grandfather. He passed away.
The one. Wait. The one who number we got?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm so sorry to hear that, Jackson. Yeah. So I was going to St. Louis anyway.
Yeah.
To do the wedding or whatever, but I'm gonna stay a couple of extra days because the funeral is gonna be on Tuesday.
Oh, wow. Oh, so that's where he is. Yeah. He's in St. Louis.
Well, he lived in Philly, but him and my grandmother were from St. Louis, so that's where they getting buried. So he's gonna get buried next to her.
Oh, okay. Wow, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. So but that was it's weird though, because like I ain't wanna like fuck the mood up, but it's just weird because my dad was the one who kinda walked in on it because he missed one of his dialysis appointments. Mm-hmm. And he's never missed it before.
Yeah.
So the dialysis people, they called my dad and told him. So then my dad went over there to check on him, and then so he was the one who kind of just like who found him or saw it or whatever.
Yeah.
So then he called me, and he told me about it, and it was like it's weird because it's like even though I know that he passed, it ain't really hit me yet for real.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't the one who walked in on it. I didn't see it physically. Like, I just was informed about it. So I'm sure it's going to hit me like in the actual funeral. So yeah. Like right now, like I feel okay. Like I feel cool. I'm really more concerned about my pop.
Yeah. Cause
you know, that's his father or whatever. But he seems to be handling it pretty well as of right now. Who knows what's going to happen when, you know, how he's going to take it when the funeral comes. But yeah, that's kind of been my week. It's been weird because I mean, I know y'all had people like pass away, but it's weird because like you feel like you, or at least I feel like I should be more sad.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel bad about the fact that I'm still kind of like functioning okay. But at the same time, like it's just, I don't know. Like it don't seem real yet.
I think that's just the the process of like processing death. Sometimes at first it doesn't seem real, especially when it's not like. Granted, your grandfather was older.
Yeah.
But sometimes, like you're not like sometimes you don't expect it. Like for instance, like when my grandfather died, like he was sick in the hospital, like and we kind of had that like build up, like we knew he was going to die.
Right.
And so when it happened, it wasn't like a surprise. So it was just still kind of like, we were like, wow, he's really gone. Like, we're never going to see him again. And it was just very like, wow, like this isn't, it just didn't, I think that we weren't accepting of it just yet. Like, I wasn't either. And I think until the funeral, where you kind of see all of these people that he had like touched and everything was just like, wow, like I am never going to like that. I think that for me anyway, that's when it would hit. Yeah. But I think that it is normal when you when that first happens to like to have that feeling like it doesn't seem real yet, especially when you're like not distant, but like you don't see that person every single day.
Yeah,
it seems like, oh, I'm gonna see him. You know what I'm saying? Like that's kind of I feel like that's how when my grandfather died, I was like, yeah, like even though we knew he was going to die, like it just like it just didn't feel real.
Yeah.
Until actually like laying him to rest where it was just like it hit. But I'm sorry to hear that, because I know you've shared so many stories about your grandfather and you know.
Thank you. I mean, like I said, I'm not sad. It's weird. I'm not sad. I'm even just when I've kind of took, because I, you know, obviously I talked to my dad, I talked to my mom. And you know, like when I'm, even when we're having conversations about him, like the conversations are more just like in memory of how funny he was and just the way that he was and stuff like that. So it hasn't really gotten to the point where it's like, damn, like I'm really sad that homie is gone or whatever. But in a way, it's like he did live a full life. He was 84, and I just kind of when he was here. Every time I talk to him, he always used to talk about my grandmother and how amazing she was and how much he loved her and, you know, basically how much he missed her. And it's like now I kind of feel happy for him, because it's like now they're kind of like back together again. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, man, that happened like last, what, Wednesday, I want to say.
Yeah.
So I've been, you know, that was obviously one thing. And then also just, it's really just been a regular week for me outside of that, of just kind of like, you know, like doing my regular 1-2 or whatever.
Yeah.
But that was just the thing that was kind of out of the ordinary. But like I said, I ain't mean to fuck it up. No. He's a comedian. He loves to laugh and all that shit. So
how do I follow this shit up? Like, no, well, I'm just kidding. No,
but how was your vacay? Like, tell us about that shit.
It was amazing. Shit.
How did you find out? Like, what was the moment like when you found out where you were actually going?
So we were already like at the gate, and they had called me up to like, I guess, check my passport or whatever. And that's when I found out, because I was like, where are we going? Because it didn't say it on the thing. Like, it didn't say it on the well, I didn't have a boarding pass. I had a mobile. Well, he had the mobile boarding pass, so I didn't see that part. But then, you know how like when you get to your gate, it says going to this place. It didn't say that at first.
He was real secretive on this.
So
shit.
I was like, "Where are we going?" And they looked at me like, "What?" I was like, where are we going? Because I don't know.
They was like, ma'am, are you being kidnapped?
I was like, where are we going? Like, and then I was tired at that. I was like, where are we going? She was like, this bitch drunk. I was like, no. I was like, I really don't know where we're going. Where are we going? And she was like, Mexico? I was like, what part? And she was like, Cancun. I was like, okay.
But you already knew that. You kind of already knew
I kind of think, but I didn't know. Like, I didn't. Sure. I wasn't sure. And, like, I had an inkling, but I just didn't know for sure. The place that we stayed was great. Like, okay, so.
I wish you could have experienced Cancun, like, open. Though,
yeah.
Because
but Cancun it was still was fine because we, lit. Like, relaxed. And we still had a great, great time. But, like, the part of it of, like, that was, like, there's like one part where it's just like it was good to be away, unplugged from like everything that's been going on. Like, of course, you don't really get a break from being black, but it kind of felt like it a little bit. So that was good. Like, that part of it was good. And then it just made it even better that it was with him, because we just had a great time the whole time. It was very relaxing vacation, but it was amazing.
Nice. How was the, like, where y'all was staying and everything?
Oh, it was amazing, too. Again, I didn't know how it was going to be when we got there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't know like we was going to be staying in a little hut, a little teepee. But nah, the hotel was really, really nice. It was, like, right on the beach. It was really, really good. Like, it was amazing. And he was just, it was a very pleasant experience. I was freaking out the night before because we literally haven't been dating long at all. And so I do like, I genuinely like him as a person. And you know, like when you my biggest fear, I guess, is I've already been having like anxiety around this. Just, you know, I explained one a few episodes ago of having guilt of just, you know, starting a quote unquote relationship with someone while there's so much other shit going on in the world. But then also, like, I just had anxiety prior, like the day before, because it's just like, I don't want to fuck shit up by moving too fast. Like, we going on vacation. Like, a lot of people be like really working up to it. Like, I've never gone on vacation with a nigga. But so for me, that's like a big thing. And so it was just very like worry that we're moving too fast. We spend all these days together. It's like our first time, even though we spent days like a day or two together before, like we're going to be together for a full 4 whole days. Like, and so how that would be, but it was great. Like, I didn't feel uncomfortable. Like, I feel 100% comfortable with him. Yes. So it wasn't bad. It was a great experience. And it's just like, all right, now we planning another vacation. So
did y'all like, cause I've gone places with people, but I've never gone on a quote unquote like vacation or like, yeah, you know, like,
I've never done no overnight thing somewhere else with somebody.
So like,
I don't think I have.
How was the, like, did y'all have any distractions as far as like TV or activities, or was it literally just y'all just like enjoying like what the earth has to offer, like in nature, on the beach, on the water, and like how, like,
so, you know, it was saying? A little like, bit of both. So we did a lot of like beach shit, pool shit, and so for most of the day we were outside, but right now Cancun is like working on a curfew, so we're not like out all night long. So when we did come back to the room, we'd be like watching movies, we'd be talking for a long time. Like, we had a balcony, so we'd be talking on the balcony, like just a little different shit. So it was very like, I felt like it was very intimate the whole entire time.
Yeah,
you know. So nice. I think that for when I do think about it now, like now you mentioned, like, was there like any distractions, I'm kind of glad that things were closed. Like, because I think if the whole damn fucking Cancun was open, we'd have been at the club, we'd have been doing all this other stuff, and maybe not really, we're still in a very, like, get-to-know-you phase or whatever. So we had, like, a lot of different conversations while we were there. So that, I guess, you know, not saying we needed to have them, but it just kind of, like, for us to get to know each other more, for the most part.
Yeah. So you know how they say, like, you learn more about people like when you travel with them. Like, do you feel like you learned anything new about him, or
vice versa?
Away, yeah, exactly.
Oh, he definitely seen a moody side of me, for sure.
What the fuck you had a mood swing for?
Because you know what, it was so when we were like traveling, I'm a horrible person to actually like travel with, like not like go to a place and we cool, but like the actual process of traveling somewhere, I'm just like, don't bother me, don't talk to me. And I also noticed that usually I'm by myself when I'm traveling. So I never like travel with people ever. So I just like peace and quiet. And he just kept talking to me. It was early in the morning. I'm like, bruh, stop talking to me. You getting on my ass nerves. Like, it was kind of like,
We rode the plane together, but you wasn't talking.
I know, but you also wasn't like talking to me the whole entire time though. Or maybe I don't know. It was a little different though. But I'm just stop.
We weren't because I'm kind of like that because I'm so used to traveling a lot by myself and shit too. So it's like once I get to a certain checkpoint into the flight, like my headphones is going.
Yeah,
on
once we tapped our drinks and got caught with the bottles of Henny, we talked for the rest of the flight. So it was so early. We were up super duper early. And I just like, yo, can you just give me some peace and quiet for like 5 minutes? And he just would not. And I'm just like, leave me alone. So
he was excited, man.
Yeah, he was very excited. But that I think that was like, he seen my moody shit. He acknowledged that he seen my moody shit. And then it was like one time where we were late. So that was the one thing, like it was like a point where he just kept being on his phone. I'm like, listen, you didn't send this shit to everybody. You keep on watching the same videos and shit like that. Like, yo, put your phone away. So we were supposed to go get some food, but we missed it by 15 minutes. Like, the place had closed, so we had missed it by 15 minutes. So I was like, bruh, you would have not been on your phone. Like, now I'm like angry as fuck because I'm like hungry. It's hot. I'm like, yo, because you on your phone. So I kind of gave him a little attitude. So he seen that part of it. I think like with him, what I mean, those are little annoyances. I don't think that was really it. But I think like the thing that I seen about him were kind of more so on a good side than it was bad side. Or just being like comfortable, like had this conversation. I don't know if it was with my therapist or one of my friends of of like being in relationships prior to and thinking that like and just being 100% comfortable with somebody. Like they come in and they like you for you, and they don't come in liking or like fat, for instance, fat phobia in relationships is so fucking real. And I think a lot of the times in dealing with men, in my experience, is that I think some of them, I think they like me for my personality, and that weight maybe not be a major issue, but it is an issue for them in some ways. And so I think that they're not 100% comfortable with me. And so I'm not 100% comfortable, if that makes sense.
And why do you think?
Just even comments, for instance, like.
But which one comes first is what I'm saying, though, because it's like, you know how, for instance, instead of using you, let's use me, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, for me, I'll say that I have an insecurity with my weight, in you know, depending on the situation, right? So I may have a thought of, oh, well, you know, maybe I'm not her type because she seems to talk to niggas with six packs or whatever, right? So, but she might not even, like, the girl might not even really be thinking that, but it's like, so I actually plant the seed of that thought. So now when something happens, now I'm kind of feeling insecure really because of me, but I'm actually thinking that I'm feeling insecure because of something that she said, but it really started with something that I felt. So that's what I'm saying. Like, which one do you really think comes first?
I think it's the nigga. Because when I be thinking about it, right, it's only two particular people that I felt like made an issue about weight or whatever. But okay, I was with that one, the first person who made the issue about the weight, or he didn't like fat bitches or whatever. So okay, that's that. Then I'm with somebody that shit don't matter with. That's Ev. And then I'm back with someone who makes an issue. Now, I don't think that I'm necessarily insecure about my weight. Like, I feel like I accept myself, you know, as I am now. I would like to, you know, get my shit together and be healthier. But for the most part, in the now, I'm okay. But I've been in situations where I felt like they felt like it was a thing. For instance, when we were in Atlanta, whatever, and that nigga came up to the show, whatever, we're having this conversation. He was like, you know, he was saying how it was like rare to find bigger women with like smaller waist or whatever. And he was like, yeah, that's why I just prefer.
So the nigga that you was fucking with? Okay.
Yeah. We're having this conversation just while we're in Atlanta. And he was talking about how, you know, he must have been seen looking at somebody on Instagram like, oh, I just really, really love her body, whatever. He was like, but it's so hard to actually find bigger girls with like smaller waist or whatever, like smaller stomachs and stuff like that. And he was like, what did he say? He was like, yeah, that's why I like just prefer you to wear a t-shirt when we like have sex.
What?
Exactly. That's what I'm just saying. But it be what? No. What? That's what that
you
nigga
not
said.
Throw that in the mix and think that we about to breeze past it, bitch.
And when he said it, I just didn't realize that it was like such a thing. But I do feel that in some ways, like it niggas be fat phobic in fucking relationships, like and that right there, I wasn't worried about it. But prior to, like, I just thought that we just never got a chance to take our clothes. Like, I would be like, and then it made sense. Like, sometimes I'd be trying, so he'd be like, nah, come on, just hurry up. Like, I'm like, all right, well, let me just leave my shit on it. No, but then once he said that, it's just like, you don't like it. So then it made me feel insecure about it with him. Like, I no longer felt comfortable having sex with him after that.
That is crazy. I don't think
But I never crazy. Said that, but that's what the fuck, what he said or whatever. And so, if you're with someone like that, and like, I wasn't necessarily insecure, but it did make me insecure within the relationship, because just like, this person doesn't like me, but he's okay with, you know, venting to me and doing all this other shit with me and all this, you know, all this other bullshit. But when it comes to this, he don't really like it. So that can make you insecure within that relationship. And it can carry on to afterwards, to the point where, like, all right, now I'm seeing this new person, because he's been the main person I've been talking to after that person. Someone who genuinely don't give a fuck, like, really likes me as is before. Now, if I said to him, he's one of those type of people, as of right now, he's like a very supportive person. If I wanted to say, oh, you know, I'm about to go, you know, on this weight loss challenge to try to lose some weight and get in shape and stuff like that, I know that he would be fully supportive. But coming in, he was straight up comfortable with who I am. And I feel that way. Like, just by the shit that he does. Like, we took showers together the whole fucking time. Like, you know what I'm saying? It'd be shit like that. Or just, like, him just rubbing all over me in stomach. And at first, I was just like, ugh, stop. Like, don't do that. But now, I'm okay with it. Because he just, like, that's his way of letting me know, I guess, like, I'm comfortable with you. So I think that right there was, like, even more, like, though we slept together prior to even going on vacation and stuff like that, I didn't know how he felt, I guess. So I was just very like, you know, very like, oh, you know, let me take all my shit in the bathroom and do all this shit like that. But then when we went on vacation, it's just like, I don't give a fuck about none of that. Like, I really like you. Like, I fuck with you. I like you, everything about you and stuff like that. So I think that was like the thing that was just like, you know, I feel even more comfortable. Even shit like farting and fucking shitting, like,
was a no for you.
That was even though I could barely shit the whole fucking time that I was there. But like, when
how did you use the bathroom then?
No, I couldn't go. And I don't know if it was just like in the back of my head, like, you can't go around this nigga. But then by like the end of the trip, like, I felt comfortable. Like,
bitch,
my body
would have disappeared for a solid 20 minutes.
But even when I tried to go, I could not go. I don't know what it was, but I didn't feel constipated either. Because sometimes I do get constipated when traveling. But even it eventually was just like, all right. Like, finally my body was like, okay. And I think it was like, once I felt like, all right, this, I'm comfortable around this nigga, my body was like, all right, you can go now.
And that probably was Sunday. Yo, like,
it definitely was. I've never felt, or it was Saturday night. I've never felt like comfortable ever around anybody for them to even know I was thinking this shit. Like,
first of all, C don't like nobody shitting in her house. So yes. I know for sure she wasn't going to shit in that same bathroom with that nigga.
Of comfort. And I appreciate it, because it's like one of those things where it's like, it's not, because when you're with someone like my ex, for instance, it feels that situation right there makes it feels like, one, they're settling for you, or they don't like you completely, and it's just like,
or you not, just convenient for right
you,
now.
Yeah, and it's like, or if you seem better, like, you would probably go and try to get better, which he probably tried to do several times, his cheating, but that it makes you feel like they don't really like you for real, or they're not attracted, because who wants to be with somebody with someone who doesn't find them attractive? You know,
listen,
what I'm saying?
I know that y'all don't be saying this, but a lot of the, you know, for the longest time, like, it was like, Jackson, why don't you get some big girls? And this conversation right here is what I've always been trying to say. Like,
yeah, like, if I'm not attracted, then why would you want me to be with you?
Yeah, because in the long run, I'm really fucking you over.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? By trying to force myself to be attracted to you in a way physically that I might not be, like, even though I might love you as a person, in order for the relationship to get to that next level, like, I gotta love you on all fronts.
Yeah,
like, you know,
but it, like, let's take the physical side of it. It's just like being, because women, we do it all the time of, you know, it, again, seeing the potential in somebody, like, oh, thinking like, oh, I can possibly change them, I can possibly get them to do this or be like this as opposed to this. And then you get with them, you know, not liking that major thing, but thinking you can change it, and then realizing that you can't. You know what I'm saying? Realizing that you can't. Yeah. So it's just like, come in here fucking with me from like 100% from the rip. And I fuck with him for that. Like, and I really do. And it's not, you know, again... It's just a great fucking feeling, you know. It's also like not a relationship that, what I also like too about with him right now is that it's not this situation or relationship, you know, fueled by rejection and me trying to prove a point to myself, just try to like change it. Cause I feel like that's a thing too, where you know somebody is a one way, whatever, and they might be rejecting you in certain areas or whatever, but just so you can, like, I guess, prove your worth, or, you know, try to prove a point to yourself. You're trying to get them to change your mind. It ain't nothing like that, you know, in this situation. It's like everything is on the table. And I fuck with it.
That should be a lot of fucking unnecessary ass work too.
It really do. Like, and so it's good to just have a person who, you know, even with little small shit that I like, not small shit, but like, I won't even call them just flaws. It's just like him. Like, I don't, it's not anything that I feel will be like a bigger problem. You know, it's just like little shit that he do. Like, talk to me too much in the morning. Like, bruh. Yeah. You know, but you know, it's just love, and it's also shit that I thought that I wouldn't like, that I do like cuddling all day. This, he's a cuddling ass nigga, where I just didn't think that I would like that shit, but I like being cuddling. Cuddled 24 fucking 7 now. Like,
cuddling be popping if you like that person body, bro. Like, that, yo, shit be lit.
He cuddle all fucking night. And you know, it's not one of those things where, you know how like people cuddle and then they eventually they dip off and they go to their sides of the bed? No, it's an all night thing. It's when you wake up cuddled.
Oh no, I need you to get the fuck off of me.
And I love that shit.
Bitch, you don't even want nobody touching you.
I don't mind when that nigga touch me though. I'll be liking that shit. Like, that nigga just, yeah. So yeah, I think that's like the thing that I like realized, like, damn, I'm really comfortable around this person and it feels good. So yeah. Vacation was great.
Hold on. How was the fucking and all? Did you introduce any new shit like how we was talking about last week? Or you ain't get to it?
Kinda. Like, I definitely sucked dick in the shower.
And you didn't drown?
Not it. Yeah. Nah, bitch, hold your breath, dummy. Like,
no, fuck you need to breathe for.
No, that shower was amazing. It was like they had the little things, the joint that you can like pull. What is it called again?
The detachable shower.
But they also had this joint that just comes straight down, like the rainfall shower type shit.
Yeah.
So that's. I had to like amp it up a little bit, but yeah, sex was good. It was great.
Yo, we both said you ain't drowned. That's a
no, I ain't drowned. What the fuck? But no,
because my stupid ass scared of water. So but I'd be no, like, how
but
you
after
do
a
that?
While with the like with the water, the shower water just like beaming down. It was like coming straight down at me. And me just being on my like not I wasn't even on my knees. I was like bent down, like Megan knees. Okay. And so I was just like, this is too much. This is too much. Let me get up. Help me up.
Yo, do y'all prefer sucking dick on your knees or in the Megan knees position? Like, which
the
one is
Megan
more?
Knees. I don't know what it is. It depends on the type of floor. Like, if it's carpet, maybe I can do the knees. But having your bare knees on wood, that shit hurt. Like, give me some pillows. Like, I don't know what it is. My kneecap's weak as shit. I can't. I'd rather do the mega knees. Like, I'll figure it out.
You know, like the tile and on the floor in my living room? Yeah. Like, I'm used to that type of shit. Like, being on my knees on that type of floor. Yeah. Like, not no wood floors or nothing like that.
Yeah.
You know, wood floors in North Philly got nails in them. Like,
no, that's facts.
Because black people just pull their carpet up and be like, all right, so this the floor now.
You ever snag your whole fucking sock on a North Philly floor? That's real.
Bitch, you ever got a nail scraped in the bottom of your fucking foot because your parents was too cheap to put some new fucking carpet down?
And what's crazy is that one time I seen, like, I don't know who it was. They was like, yo, give me a hammer. We got them a hammer. They just start beating the nails down. Like, that's what y'all had to do the whole time? We just hammer the nails down into the floor?
Y'all wild in here. Like,
oh, wow.
I'm never coming back.
He just beat them right down with ease. He's like, we won't have that problem no more. Wow. Ooh. And then fucked up all the socks in the household. Sex was great, though. We had sex a lot.
Nice.
A lot. So a lot of sex, a lot of water, you know, a lot of ocean, a lot of pool.
You got in?
Yeah, I swam and everything. Head in the water, I'm swimming.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean in the ocean, not the pool.
I got in the ocean.
Oh, okay.
I got in the ocean. That's
Was it a lot of other like black people there, or?
So on our flight, there was a lot of black people. I don't know where they stayed. They probably stayed at Chilling's Island. I know.
Wait, was y'all flight the one singing fucking the Meek Mill intro?
No, that was Atlanta. They went to Atlanta with that shit.
And that was Spirit.
First of all, the flight attendant was like, "All right, sit down."
He was fed the fuck up. He like, I want to call y'all the N-word, but in this climate, I'm a fucking relax.
Yo, they call that shit.
I need my job.
They call that shit so plain. I was dying.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. If I'm in a situation and niggas are acting like niggas, and a flight attendant calls some niggas, I ain't even gonna really be 100% mad. I'm gonna be like,
because y'all niggas was wilding, and I know he mean that shit.
But first of all, he get his ass beat. He call a plane full of niggas a nigga. Some nigga. He getting his ass beat,
and that's for sure.
But afterwards, when you like self reflecting, like, damn, we was acting like some.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. Like, yo, he low key kind of had a little bit of a right to.
But
do
I would have been pissed. Like, god damn, this a black ass flight right now.
That should be a. Am I wrong? When I see niggas doing real genuine nigga shit. Sometimes I feel a little slight embarrassment.
I wasn't even embarrassed. I was so like, proud. I was just waiting for Nick if you bug the queue, Nick. Like, swag surfing that fucking plane. I was proud. Like, go ahead. Swag it out.
Oh, man. That's so funny. Do y'all follow the Karen's Going Wild page?
Yeah, I do. I follow my fake page.
But I'm subscribed.
Because I'm the one
it.
That first, I like, back. I was like, look at they got a whole page dedicated to Karen's.
My nigga, I was on that fucking page this morning from like 4 to 6. Like, I think I watched every single video on that page, and I didn't know what was going on every video. I was like, yo, these people really are out here like this.
It just surprises me that not more people don't beat ass. That was just because they literally like they know that they be agitating people. Like they know that's what they're doing. They're trying to agitate you so you can go off and hit their ass and they can call the cops on your ass.
But they don't with niggas. They don't do that shit with enough black people though.
Right.
Yeah. Because
the ones that's like really, really about that shit because
I didn't
watch the video. Well, no, I did watch it, but I didn't see if the mom of the baby that got coughed on was white or black. But from the looks of it, it looked like she was white because it was like a security video. So it was like gray and white. So I couldn't really tell. And they didn't have her like in the camera or whatever. You could just see her leaning. This bitch leaned and pulled the like hood of the stroller back and on that lady baby. My mom, they would have been picking you the fuck up in this yogurt spot.
You talking about the fucking drag? First of all, don't touch my baby. Don't touch my baby. I said, don't touch my baby umbrella. Don't touch my baby stroller.
That's for starters. And then you're going to lean in and then you're going to fucking cough. You can literally see her on. This is the
I'm
going to
punch that
really,
cough right back in that bitch. Like, don't.
This
don't
is
play
the
with
part
me.
That really threw me off, y'all. This lady, she had a mask on. She pulled down her fucking mask. Pushed the hood of the stroller back, leaned in, and then coughed in their baby face. I would have beat the fucking bricks. They would have had no choice but to call the cops.
Did she get arrested?
They're looking for her. They don't. And then she just walked out the store.
All you would have heard is, "How you get?" What
yeah,
you?
She
would
have
heard
what
was World Star because I would have been in there dragging that bitch.
No,
like,
all you heard was.
I feel like God know what he be doing when shit be happening to certain people, because I just be like, why can't nobody play with me in Walmart like this? Why don't nobody never pull up on me? Because I be cruising for that shit to happen to me in Walmart. Play with me in Walmart while I got my baby in this fucking cart. I'm gonna drag you in front of her and she gonna get next. Like, that's what's just gonna happen.
Bitch, I'm dragging you to hell. Period. I'm dragging you to fucking hell. I'm dropping you right
the fuck
off.
They be nuts, bro. I was watching something on Instagram, some kind of video.
And it's so
It was about like a conference or a seminar or something. And this white girl stood up and she was basically saying how she was at a Lil Uzi concert. And, you know, during some of the songs, they were saying like nigga or whatever. And some of her friends was asking, should they, yo, is it okay if we say nigga when the nigga part come up? And she was just like, nah, don't say it. But she was asking the people on the panel, which were two black niggas from Philly, if I'm not mistaken. She was asking them, you know, she was like, well, you know, as a white person, like, why do you think that it's not okay for me to say nigga, even if it's in a lyric of a song? And the way that the dude explained it, it was fucking perfect. But there was just one of the things that he said in his explanation was just like, he was like, you gotta, he was like, white people are so used to just thinking that they own every single thing in the world because they think that they own the world. So they don't really have any boundaries. They don't have any social boundaries.
Yeah, no.
Because they literally think that they can do anything, they can say anything, they can go anywhere because they think that they own every fucking thing. And it's just like, nah, some shit you can't fucking do. Like, and he was like, just how niggas have to operate in the world every day, and we're not able to do certain things because of the climate of the world. Take this rap song, and it's just a fraction of how it feels to be black. You can take a peek in the window of the song, you can enjoy it, but it's certain things, my nigga, you just can't do.
We be having to tone down our own selves in the world. You know what I'm saying? In the working world, at work and shit. Like, we got to watch our tone every day. We got to stop being ourselves.
Yeah, that shit crazy.
Just to make them fucking comfortable. And
you talking about a fucking
that.
Song, sis. Or, you know. Crazy. Why don't you guys stop? It's our fucking word now.
Yeah, right? Yeah, but that page is nuts, man. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe some of the videos I was watching. It's like, yo, these people are on fucking drugs, yo. Like, what's wrong with these niggas?
I really didn't have to see them that much. It was like, even like, there were some white people, I guess, in Mexico, but it wasn't that many. Like, one guy, he was like, where y'all from? He's like, I know y'all my people. And I was just like, white man, we not your people.
Right.
He's like, I'm from Dallas. And I was just like, that's nice. That's nice.
So how are you addicted to, I don't want to say addicted, but like, are you hyped to like to go somewhere else with homie now, or is it
it was a great experience, and it was his first time leaving the country, and so we had such a great time. And then we're also like those I was telling Juices, like we are both so comfortable around each other that we just have a good time. Cause you know me, like if I'm comfortable around y'all, all of a sudden I'm doing the chicken head and trash shoes. Like, you know what I'm saying? But if I wasn't comfortable with y'all, I would never do shit like that. So, and we were both goofy as fuck. So we just had a great time in that environment. And so, yeah, we definitely, like, I'm hyped again to take another vacation.
That's dope.
And then it's like one of those things where you realize, like, damn, I actually do need to take a vacation. Cause again, haven't been anywhere in the last couple of years unless we were doing like a podcast show. Yeah. And stuff like that.
What do y'all think the?
And I didn't have sex for real on them.
Wait, you said that again?
I didn't have sex like during the podcast shows and stuff like.
Yeah. you was never really on your, on your groupie like taking advantage of groupies.
I didn't even have like the right groupies though.
Yeah, our groupies be fucking fake.
Your groupies be
fucking
lit. They be
weird.
Sucking dick.
Like,
no, your groupies
no,
be lit.
Not
a
all
bit.
Of them.
Some of
not
them be weird. Them. Some of them be. Like,
that's what I'm. Yeah.
Some of them do be weird, but then at least they be sucking your dick. Like, they don't be scared to touch you, or like they come correct. I don't know.
That's so hilarious. Oh my god. But no, what I was gonna
my
what I was gonna ask
suck.
Though.
I'm like, what the fuck. My groupies come anyway. Even if I tell them not to come, they just come to the party.
Male groupie, I can only imagine how different male groupies are, because it's like, even if you a male
bitch, you
groupie,
gonna see me. Male groupies like, you... corny as shit, and the women groupies out corny. I'm like, ah, that shit whack.
You know, CB fed up with shit easily. So,
man, that's funny, man. But now I was gonna say like. Prior to you going on this trip, what's the symbolism or the level of like significance did you think going on a trip was? Like, because I feel like sometimes we kind of look at like trips or vacations or whatever, we look at them as like this big, significant thing that maybe solidifies something, when in reality, it's just a trip.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, did it change your view? Because you said that you went on it kind of fast.
Yeah. So that was the thing. I was scared. Like, I thought that was like a big thing, because who does a trip with somebody? And then we get there and just wouldn't let me like pay for shit and shit like that. So one, I'm not used to that. And I had never been on like a trip before with anyone. So it was just like, you know, you hear people like going on trips and stuff like that, but it'd be like couples that been together, you know, for a long time, or it'd be like niggas that sold drugs, they can bitches on trips. Like, you know what I'm saying? This a working ass nigga. Like, he worked for every dollar he got. So he like really worked for it. So it was like, so I just didn't really know how to take it, or like how to like,
yeah,
like I didn't know if it was like a big thing, if it was just like a regular thing. I don't know. But now that like we went on the trip, I think that it was still a big thing, because I think even like he was saying like how he had told someone that he was going on a trip, and they was like, "Yo, I think that's too fast. Like, you ain't really know her that long." And so I think I don't know if it was like, oh, I don't know. I think we're looking at it as like, oh, we got our first trip, by the way. Like, that's cool. And then we'll like plan it. But it wasn't one of those things. Like, it was like, I don't think it was necessarily like a milestone. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I felt like we both needed, like when the trip was like first discussed, or about like taking a vacation, or that was like even like a thing, it was kind of like, I just really need a vacation and get away from this shit. Like, I really need to just like relax and be on some, you know, R&R shit or whatever. He's like, yeah, I definitely do too. Like, and that's exactly what it was.
Yeah. Do it feel like now, like after the fact, right? After it's done, do you feel like you guys are on a different level, or do you feel like there's pressure to be on a different level, or is it still just on some cool shit?
I don't think no, there's no pressure to be on anything. Like, we're still moving at our pace. I do feel closer naturally. I think because again, we're still in that get to know you phase, but we did like, you know, talk a lot. We had some like really in-depth conversations and stuff like that. So we're still in a getting to know you phase, but I do feel closer to him. Like, again, like I feel very comfortable around him before. Like, as before, like I wouldn't say that I felt uncomfortable around him, but it just wasn't to the extent that it is now. Again, I took a shit with that nigga within like 25 feet of me.
Like, did you turn all the water on?
No, I had my poopery. I had my poopery. That shit that you spray in the toilet, which it works. It works. You spray in the toilet before you shit first, and then you shit on top of the potpourri, and the potpourri swallows the shit, pretty much. The scent of the shit, rather.
I need a bitch like potpourri.
So yes. Yeah.
Swallow my shit, bitch. Oh, my bad.
Ew. Oh, wow. You meant dick, but you said shit. So it was
not,
like,
not
wow.
Shit. Not literally shit.
But I just imagine a girl gulping a dookie.
Oh, you're gross. That's hilarious.
Nah,
bro.
But I definitely do feel closer. I don't know if like, I think we're both still like,
they getting married. They having a baby next month.
We're trying to avoid that, because we are like, it does feel like, one, it feels like we were talking about this the other day. Like, it feels like we've known each other for so long and we really haven't, or we've been dating for so long and we really haven't. So, but I think we both do feel closer, but it's not, we're still like not rushing anything necessarily. I don't know what we're doing actually. Who knows?
I feel like, you know, as long as
we talk as if we like, we definitely talk like in the future text, like, I don't know if that makes sense. Like, we definitely like,
I feel like as long as y'all don't let y'all friends like interfere with what y'all got going on, you know how, friends could be like, oh no, that's too much, and like, don't let that happen.
Yeah.
I feel like it would kind of be fucking awesome to go on a trip with a girl that don't get on your fucking nerves and just have fun in a different place. But I feel like we put so much, or maybe just let me speak for me. Sometimes I feel like I might put so much like of, you just put a lot on like going somewhere with somebody, and it can't never just be like, yo, like I'm gonna go somewhere with this person because I like this person's company, mm-hmm. and we're gonna go to this place and we're just gonna kick it for a couple of days, and it's not gonna mean anything other than I'm having fun with another adult person who happens to be of the opposite sex. Like, I feel like there's so much other shit put on top of it based off of, I guess, like what society says or what friends say or what people say. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like in any other case, like, let's just say if I were to go somewhere with somebody and, you know, and just be on some normal shit, like if I were to go anywhere by myself, like taking pictures, filming some shit, you know what I'm saying, just whatever, and like posting shit, like I feel like it'll get blown out of proportion.
Yeah.
Whether it be by my friends or my followers, or whether it be by the girls' friends or the girls' followers.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it'll be a whole bunch of follow up, like, ooh, so what does this mean? Or
oh, what's
what are y'all
next?
Doing?
What's, or what happened next?
Yeah. And I think that kind of like it kind of fucks up the energy of just like people might like each other, but they not at that level yet, but they still want to enjoy each other's company in a city or a place outside of where they normally convene. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it just sucks that you, I'm not saying that you can't do it, but it sucks that people feel like they can't do it based off of like what might happen afterwards.
Yeah. No, whatever. I agree with that.
That sucks, man. Nah,
I'm just kind of like, I'm still just like enjoying whatever it is we got going on. Like, I feel like we're very close, and I don't know. It like, it's like one of those things where it already feels like we're in a relationship. Like, I know that we're not in a relationship and I'm not treating it as that. So like the pressure to be in one isn't like to like actually make things official. Now, if he said tomorrow, like, I feel like it's coming.
Yeah.
But it's not any it's not no like what's next type of thing. Like, we gotta be together now. We didn't take a trip, so you gonna take a trip with me and you're not gonna make me a girl type. It's not one of those things. Like, I'm just like whatever. But then maybe it's just because it's him and it just already feels like that. If that makes sense.
Have you ever been that girl though?
What?
Like have you ever been the girl to where like you and a guy do something that might be looked at as a milestone, but then the guy doesn't take like that extra step. So it leaves you being like, well, what the fuck are we doing? Like, why would you do that if you weren't planning on getting serious?
I mean, a nigga told me he loved me and I was just like, all right, so what's next? We've been talking for fucking 2 years. The fuck is going on now? Oh, wait, oh, what? You got a girlfriend already? What? You know, it's like one of those things, like, don't tell me you fucking love me out here, and then
oh my God.
You don't want to be together. Like, what the fuck? Just keep the love shit to yourself, nigga. Tell your homies you love me. Don't tell me.
Lord.
It been shit like that. But, of course, like, if you're one of those people, like, I feel like sometimes I can see how someone, a woman or even a guy, could feel that way if you're, like, if what you guys are doing feels like milestones, but I think you guys have to agree what milestones are in a relationship.
Yeah.
Like, I think that like it was definitely it definitely was something that like I think where we were like I think from our point of view, like when we discussed it was just like, you know, this is our first time, you know, going out in the country like on some vacation shit, and it was really fun. We had a good time, like, you know. But I don't think that it was like one of those major things. Like, I don't think it would be anything close to like our first argument, if that makes sense. Like, of, you know, how it would be like that pivotal moment where you're just like, damn, can I really deal with this person? Because, you know, your first argument be like, major or whatever, usually. Or be like one of those, you know, it's like a determining factor whether that person can handle shit, knows how to communicate, et cetera. But the first vacation, it was like, it was us being at home, but somewhere else, like how we are with each other somewhere else. So it didn't, I don't think for neither one of us, it felt like a milestone. I think we noticed that. I think we realized that it was something. I think we realized of how people could react to it, being as though that we haven't been talking long. And it's crazy for somebody that people that haven't even been talking for 2 months, you know, going on a vacation together. Mm-hmm. And that'd be like, whoa, you know, you must really like that person. You must want to. Yeah, dude. But that's not, it just happened. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like,
yeah.
So I don't think we put too much emphasis on that. Like, yeah, we had a great time for sure. But
did you get any of that, that kind of energy from any of your friends?
No, I don't even really think my friends really knew that we were talking, like, not talking that long. I didn't get the vibe. I think my friends was like, girl, have fun. Like, live it up. Yeah. You deserve. And even my mom, like, I had to stop at my mom's house to kind of, like, calm me down a little bit to see if I was tripping. She was like, I get that you worried that y'all, you know, that y'all moving too fast and stuff like that. But, girl, go ahead and enjoy yourself. Like, you're 31. You ain't got no kids. Like, yeah, that's exactly what my mom said. Just live in the moment. Like, she was like, worry, like, she's like, I get your concern of you being scared that y'all moving too fast, but maybe y'all not moving too fast. Maybe it's just y'all pace, like, you know, relax. So that's just how it was.
Yeah, because that's like, dope, man. What are you really comparing the timeline to? Like,
I don't know what I'm comparing the timeline to. I guess I'm comparing it to being in situations for 2 years with niggas. Yeah. And not, you know, it being nothing but a situation. So, but it's great. I do really like him, though. He's a nice, decent guy. He's not a Aaron Hernandez, you know.
Finally! See, I told y'all. I told y'all it starts to turn around at about 30, 31, 32.
Y'all he's really like, I seen somebody post, of course, like, as always, post, like, nice guys finish last. And I'm like, he's really a nice guy. Like, he ain't no bitch, like, by no means. But he's really a nice guy, you know, and I like nice guys, you know, treat you nice, don't make you feel like a fat whore. They're fat fucking whore.
Oh my god, yo, that's so crazy. That's oh man, that's
and yeah, and
that
like,
story that you said, that's a sad story, man.
That is very sad, and it was like fucked up because it was just like, because you know what, I can understand you feeling like, all right, say if you got with somebody and they the perfect size or whatever, and in your relationship, they blew the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? And you don't really like that because that's not the person that you was with or was attracted to. Mm-hmm. But I was like this when you met me. And, you know, just for you to, I don't know, like you don't like it. I'm not saying you don't like the sex. You like the you love the nasty ass fucking sex, but you don't like, you would prefer if this person was smaller. You would prefer if this, you know, person was different.
Yeah.
You know, even though that's been the person that you was always fucking with. Like, I don't know. But no, I think that fat phobia, and I think a lot of women would agree, that it often does present itself in the relationships. You know, and it might not be something like that is said to you directly, or like it'd be like little sly ass comments, like, oh, I like when you were smaller, or even though they didn't even know you when you were smaller, they just seen a picture of you on Instagram on some small shit, or or you know, somebody saying I don't fuck with fat bitches when they really fucking do, like it'd be like little shit like that.
Yeah,
just like, oh, it's okay to, you know, have sex with me and do all this other shit with me, but it's not, you don't really, really like me at the end of the day, you know? And I think that in the past, too, again, going back to that whole shit being fueled by rejection of, you know, people, because that to me is like rejection in a sense of you wanting to, having to constantly prove that you're like worthy of them by doing all of this extra shit when that person really don't want you at the end of the day.
Yeah, so really, it don't even really matter what
it really don't even matter. Like, leave that motherfucker alone.
Because it also kind of works in the other way too. Because it's like, when a person does like you, it's almost like you can do no wrong.
Yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying? Because they're gonna like you regardless of however many flaws that you have or however imperfect that you might be. A person might, if they fuck with you, they're gonna fuck with you until they don't feel like fucking with you no more. Yeah. Like, and I think it really just works both ways, man. Like, you can't force. I saw a fucking meme and I'm not even a big fan of memes, but this shit actually made a lot of sense. But it was like, you can't love a person into loving you.
Yeah,
and
no.
Like that's the realest shit ever. Like you can't.
I feel like we do it a lot. We be wanting, you know, and sometimes it just don't be it. Like no matter how much we try, and I feel like, and it's again, we've talked about this plenty of times. It's a suck ass feeling to be the person to feel like that person is settling or that person really doesn't want you. You know, for whatever reason, you don't know why, but that's a corny ass feeling to feel. Nobody wants to feel that. Like,
yeah. You know what's wild? I just thought you just made me think of this. Like, I don't know if I want to be, I don't know if I ever want to be like the person, I don't know if I want to be the person who's dating a person coming off of like the worst relationship that they've ever had.
You gotta date some bitches, some nice bitches first.
Even if it's been a year or so and that person has just been single, but they're I'll throw myself in the mix, right? If I ever get in another relationship, that first person I get in a relationship with, I'm gonna have to really do a lot of work on myself so that I'm not constantly comparing this person to my last person, because we know who the fuck that was.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is like, I feel like in my last situation, I was the next person right after her worst situation.
Oh, yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So I wonder how much of that kind of just goes into like, you know, the issues that her and I had, because
that's a good point.
You get what I'm saying? Date a couple of other niggas and then work up to.
Because I do think you do naturally compare. Like you do naturally, especially we come from someone that's like just not even qualified to someone that it just meets every fucking point. It's just natural to compare. Like, damn, like I was really putting up with bullshit. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's how you be feeling. And sometimes it's like, do you just like this person because they not the person that you fucking with? Do you genuinely like this person? And because again, I'm a firm believer in too. And like, sometimes we really don't be liking the people that we with. Mm-hmm. Just like on some, you know, going back to Insecure with Molly and Andrew, and he was just like, why are you fighting for this? Why you want to be with me? And she couldn't answer. It wasn't even about him. It was more so about her. Like, you know,
she didn't want to be alone.
She didn't want to be alone. She was trying to prove that she could make a relationship work to whoever or whatever. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, she really didn't like him. And I think you really have to sometimes have it like, do I really like this person? Or do I just like the fact that they're not my ex?
Yeah. Yeah, that's real.
You know what I'm saying? But I also can acknowledge, like, damn, like this person really ain't my ex. Like this, you know. And I remember, like, prior to meeting him, I told you I had wrote this list of things that I wanted in a person, and a lot of them were things that my ex obviously weren't. And it was like weird that he like met all of the things, and so. I think sometimes I do like wonder if like do I absolutely really like him? I feel like I do like him as a person, like decent fucking guy, but only time will tell. But no, I do feel like I genuinely like him, and I'm not just with him because he likes me. Yeah. Even though it does feel good as fuck when someone likes you just as much, like the thirst is mutual.
Yeah. But you pursue him, right?
I did pursue him.
Yeah, so it's not that you with him because he likes you. You pursue him. But I get what you mean though, because it could be like, this was a mistake. I don't like your breathing pattern, bitch.
And you know, and I've been like, for weeks, I've been like that, like, what is he going to do? And my therapist was like, yo, maybe he is like the right person for you right now. Like, what if like that is the guy for you? You just trying to find things wrong with them? Because I'm like, it got to be something wrong. Like, you know, how you just get along with this person and they fine, like, don't shit annoy you. Like, they're a good person aside from them with you.
I feel like that's natural to go through that, especially in the beginning phases.
I'm just like, you know, just waiting for those tables to turn.
What
happens when those tables don't turn? Like, what if it's just the person is who they say he is?
I feel like we all do that, too. Like, I feel like even niggas do that shit because it's so... And I think that just highlights how traumatic a lot of our dating lives really have really been. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like when shit does go wrong, okay, you're mad. But then when shit doesn't go wrong, it's like you're not even happy because you're just waiting for shit to go wrong so you can actually just be mad again. And it's just like weird, and then it make you question like, damn, well, maybe I really don't even really want to be happy for real, because I can't even healthily live in a happy space.
Yeah,
like some people are in a happy space for so long that they become unhappy because they start to trick themselves into thinking that this ain't even real.
Yeah, or that they don't deserve it, and it's like, girl. And it's just like. That's how I be having to give myself these little pep talks like, you deserve this. After all the, you know, dick that came with, like, the bullshit, you deserve to be happy. So that's what I be trying to tell myself. Because I be like, he's such a great person, you know. But who knows? Y'all know if the tables turn, y'all be the first to motherfucking know, though. Y'all will be the first.
Don't tell us old, because I'm gonna just kill his ass. I'm gonna wipe his ass, swoop out. We ain't gonna talk about it on here.
Me and him have had this conversation. He was like, yeah, I'll be waiting. Like, sometimes he's like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I be having to tell myself, like, maybe this shit just great. Like, he's like, I'll be waiting for them tables to turn, though. Like, even after, like, my little mood swing, whatever. He was like, he's like, that wasn't that bad. That's like typical girl shit. He's like, it would have been some other shit, like on some, you crazy, like you cursing me the fuck out.
No, you were just a little hangry. It's okay.
I was hangry. Like, that's all. I was hangry.
It could be worse. You could have been Cameron and started putting your hands on him and shit because she ate all of her own blackberries this morning and got mad because the pack was empty. Why she swung on my mom? I said, if you don't knock her in her throat like you used to do us, because how dare she swing at you?
And, like you used to do us.
No, did it. Y'all swear my mom didn't get physical with us. Olivia got busy. She did not fuck around. Okay?
She don't know.
First of all, when she swung at my mom, I could tell that she realized that she fucked up because she was like, oh, she ain't hit me back. Yeah, sir. She was about to knock the dust off your little ass. You better be lucky.
That is hilarious.
That's funny.
Yeah. So.
That's dope, though, man. That's cool, man. That's cool shit.
Yeah.
That's cool shit. I hope it continues to just go well. You know what I'm saying? I really hope y'all just continue to
listen.
To be
I'm
homies.
Going to kill him. Say no. I'm joking.
Wait, what?
I'm joking. No, because you know how I'm like, the next nigga that break my fucking heart. I'm going to kill you. No, but it's good. Like, it's, yeah. I don't know. I think he's going to be around for a while.
That's good. Because I would really hate to kill him.
Yeah. Do he listen to the show or no?
So no, he doesn't listen. He's like, check it out. He's like, he wasn't reminding myself to go and check. Which I'm glad he doesn't listen to the show. he's like, no, I gotta check it out, don't I? I gotta check it out. I'm like, nah, you ain't gotta do that.
No, don't show me no love. It's alright. Look, my show's corny. Don't listen to it. It's trash.
Nah. He be like, that drove me doing numbers. I'm like, nah.
Yeah, like, that's just what we do for fun.
He gonna say, well, why would y'all go to Houston and do a show?
My business. We was tripping.
We was being experimental.
You were trying to see something.
Yo, that's funny as shit, man.
Yeah, this shit is hilarious.
Yeah. That's too fucking funny, bro.
Woo, Chad. And yeah. Yo. But yeah, I'll be, I think, in regards to going back to like sex and stuff, and, I don't know. Cause it feels like, you know how, like, when, I think we mentioned this last week of, you know, introducing things to people, but I don't even know what to introduce. If that makes sense. Like, I don't know what to introduce at this point.
What you mean? Like you don't know what's new?
So sex is great, right? The sex is great. That's fun. But it's just like, what to introduce? Because it's like, you know, like certain stuff, like you don't have to do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, yeah. It's not like have to do. Or maybe I was just like a little things to be like a little more nastier. But I don't even know how to like even say something like that when I don't know what that looks like necessarily.
Yeah.
What's something?
If that makes sense.
For a girl, like for a woman, what's something that a man is already doing, but you just want them to do it in a nastier fashion? Like what sexual act would that even be? Like how would the nastier notch going up a notch? Like how would that even, like for instance, for a man, right? So like if a girl is already cool with sucking dick and she sucked dick or whatever, but the way that it could be nastier is like maybe she could use more spit, or maybe she could just go, maybe she could use more hand, or maybe she could even just make more noise while she's doing it. So that could like up the level of nasty of it. So like what would that be like for like a woman though, from a woman's perspective?
Hitting.
Wait, what?
I say hitting. This bitch want to get punched on. That's
the... What? She want to get her head socked from the back.
Oh my God.
Strangulation.
Bitch, because I don't want to be hit. Now, spanking is different. But please don't hit me. Please don't. Because when you say hit, I just imagine like a bald fist. Don't.
Or how Jackson was pushing bitches' backs down.
Come on, man. Come on.
Fucking up their spine. They 35 with a fucking spinal issues. Exactly. Like, next time we see sis, she got a back brace. Like,
damn, my mom, we so sorry. But we got your short set, though. You still need a medium? That's y'all hilarious.
I feel like
some niggas, the choking shit, I feel like some niggas be scared of it.
I think that's like the thing, like he's scared of it. I'm just like, just do it, slut me out. I said that shit to him. I'm just like, slut me out. He just thought it was funny. I'm like, I'm so sir, serious.
Sir, I'm begging you. I don't like that.
Slut me out. Don't make me beg. Treat me like a whore. So I think it's a matter of getting that person comfortable, which is kind of like, because I feel like you could tell them what to do, but again, like if I think you said it one time of like your first time choking someone, you didn't know how much force to use. Was that you?
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't know how much force to use. Like you didn't want to really kill them until you actually did kill somebody. Like say no.
I did not. I've shortened some people's breath, but I did not murder anyone. Yeah. But I also had that span where I was like choking every bitch that I had sex with for like 4 months.
With two hands.
Sir, why is you out here strangling these bitches like they Bart Simpson?
Fucking relax.
Got these bitches' tongues waving out their mouth and shit. Sir, yo. No. Like, fucking calm down.
Yeah.
I get it. You mad. But this ain't the time or place.
This nigga strong at top on the top. So like,
and his hands big as shit as is. Sir, don't come over here with all that aggression.
He's trying to choke you and also like hold your head up too.
Why are you lifting me up off the floor? What you doing? And now I'm off the bed. We not even fucking no more. Like, now oh, I damn. Really feel like you trying to kill me at this
fucking
point.
Fucking levitating in the fucking air. What was like, the reason?
Yo, you're really not Michael Myers, bro. Like,
yo, stop the slow mo. That's why he always doing slow motion.
Because he really think he is. Like, yo.
Oh shit!
I figured out how to do like funny. A nice ass slow motion technique on my iPhone. I was like, I feel like Najax. I had the slow motion going through my plants. I was playing fucking. Oh boy!
You're an idiot. I was like,
this shit is real Najax-ish.
Oh my fuck god! With it. That is hilarious, man. That's so funny. Oh my god. But nah, but like, what else though? Like, besides telling the nigga to choke you or slut you out, like, what can he actually, not him specifically, but I'm just saying, like, what can a man actually do to, like,
maybe some better, like sex talk or dirty talk? What do they call
like,
it?
Like, no, okay.
Yeah, some okay. like nasty shit. Like, I'm about to punch on your fucking dick, bitch.
At this point, I really believe that that's what she needed in her life. Like, this nigga too nice to her. She like, be mean to me. And if this is the only form I can get it, I'll take it. Bitch, you're crazy. You're fucking crazy. Bitches can't never be satisfied. Bitch, no, you had a mean nigga.
No.
And you ain't like it.
No, I don't want him to be mean. That nigga was mean as shit to me. I just told you, he told me I couldn't fuck with a fucking shirt off. Like,
fat bitch, go put on a fucking blanket. I don't even want to see you in here. Yeah, like
it'd be hot as shit. We both got on big ass t-shirts. Like, why the fuck?
Like, sir.
That's so funny, man.
But the nerve of these fucking niggas, because they don't even be perfect. Like, you would have... This nigga. Like, I'm not even going to get in there.
No, but my thing is, like, he made a big deal about me making a big deal of him having braids. But, like, pussy, like, you made a big deal first about a fucking fupa that was here when you got here.
You
like,
knew you know what it was when you signed when the fuck
I,
up.
When like, I came here, you had a fucking fade, nigga.
And then you gonna fucking pull up with a peasy ass head, and then the next week you gonna come with four little ass braids?
In a bun?
A bun.
In a fucking bun? Like, come on, sir. Oh,
what really boy. Threw me off was the weave. Like,
yeah,
what?
That was the thing. Like,
you could have just thugged it out like a normal fucking person. But you took it to the next level and got weave.
It do be the fucking, you know what, that meme that's like, it's the audacity for me. It do be the fucking audacity.
It's definitely the fucking audacity. Like,
yo, I
if
saw
niggas
somebody,
ain't got nothing else, they definitely got the fucking audacity.
Very much so.
I saw when I was again on that Karen page, I saw somebody say, the Caucasity.
No, they definitely be having a fucking Caucasity.
First of all, Karens be so fucking upset that we be calling them Karens. Look how you carrying how on, Karen. Like, Karen, the fuck? Like,
yo, I know white woman that's named Karen gotta be sick. Like, your name actually Karen?
That is funny, man.
What really killed me about the Karen page was the lady from John and Kate Plus Eight, the haircut. Y'all ain't had to dig Kate like that. I fuck with Kate. Y'all did Kate so fucking dirty. Like,
that's the
haircut. Like, I fuck black niggas. Like,
it really, yeah, it is. That's the white auntie.
And now I gotta speak to the manager.
In the wet crunchy hair.
Oh my god.
The wet crunchy hair. They fuck niggas too.
I really want to understand.
Like, the white girls that never get haircuts, that be having hair real long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I really like want to understand. Nail just called them bitches.
No, this nigga face was so disgusted.
Like,
oh,
fucking witch.
My bad.
What witch did something to you? Shit.
Oh,
I really want to understand, like, what be going through their head when they be like, you know what? I'm scared of black people, but I'm a mind they fucking business, and then I'm gonna call the cops on them. You came down here being a superhero. That's for one. Not minding your fucking business. That's for two. Yeah. And now you being a victim and you gonna call the cops on me?
I think it's just like,
because you weren't minding your business. I am confusion.
Like I said, they don't never leave Earth. And so when we so it's a lot of just like
being here for 6,000 fucking years.
Yeah, that bitterness of never going to a different place, the good place. Like, it's all of that just ingrained in there, in those hearts. Oh, shit. They don't be scared. Look, they don't be scared of nothing. Did y'all see that bear in Jersey? Was that you that saw me about the bear in Jersey?
A bear?
It was a bear in Jersey. And white people was going up to trying to feed the bear, like a wild ass bear. And it's just like, how y'all not scared of a bear?
But y'all scared
of you scared people. Of somebody black. Like, cut it out. You're not scared of black people. They just act like it. They not scared of black people. They not. There's no way you could be scared of black people. There is no way. You petting a fucking bear? Did you see the Revenant? Did you see it?
Yeah. That bear is fucking them niggas up.
Yo, that bear fucked Leonardo DiCaprio up. You ain't about to tell me you're not scared of no. You not scared of a bear, but you scared of black folk. That don't make no sense.
Oh my God.
It made complete sense to them, though, because they be doing their shit.
I'm tired of talking about their white asses, too. You got anything else? This is a short episode.
Nah, I'm good. I actually feel like we covered a lot though.
I think we did too. It was a lot of vacation shit, which I enjoyed. Yeah. Shout out to
talking about some sex shit.
Shout out to that guy.
Yeah,
because
niggas
know?
Be fed up when we be talking about sex. Like, y'all don't be getting y'all's dicks up. No, bitch, we don't be doing nothing.
Yeah.
I'm about to start. I think I might
put your pussy dick on live.
Nigga. I'm about to just start making up. I'm about to start making up dope sex stories and telling them more here. Just make it.
They like, see, you was not sucking Superman dick here. You was not doing it. Like, well, Superman not even floor, real.
Bitch.
Like, I was really doing it. I was hanging out the window with everything. Like, he was the one that was levitating, but I was hanging out the window. Stop lying.
That should be pissing. I swear that really upsets me, man. Because then, motherfucker, like, don't come here to think you're going to listen to some porn sex stories. Like, go fuck some niggas on your own.
It was a dark, gloomy night. Like, and her titties were out.
No, like, for real, man. Don't come here to fucking have your sexual fantasies fucking talked out in real life, man. Go do that shit yourself.
How much sex do y'all think we be having? I mean, how much sex y'all think they be having? Like, but I'm bump.
Bitch, don't be cute. Don't be fucking cute, okay?
Because this is again knocked out the frizzy.
Oh my Lord.
Bitch, you've been getting dick for 2 fucking minutes. Don't be fucking cute, okay?
The Lord give us, the Lord will take it away. That's fucked up. Let me leave the Lord out of this.
Or he'd be like, you know what? I'm on my way. I'm outside. Like, because you playing.
That is a shame.
Yeah, this thing got me saying prayer over my food and everything. I don't never thank anybody for food.
Bitch,
that was fucked up, but I really don't be praying no more.
Oh, wait, what y'all eat over there?
Food.
Like tacos and shit.
I didn't have tacos, but you know I don't like corn tortillas, so that didn't work out that long. Quesadillas. We had some Italian food. We had some Thai food.
I love Thai food.
So, what's crazy is that I had an allergic reaction. I think my first night there.
Oh my God! Because did you bring Benadryl and stuff with you?
No, I didn't. Oh, because on the menu, you know, like Thai food be having like a lot of peanuts and shit on it.
Mm-hmm.
But this one thing on a particular menu didn't have peanuts listed in there, so we just didn't think it had peanuts. It had peanuts in there, and so it was his food because I ended up getting a burger because I was going to originally get what he got, but he wanted it. So thank goodness I didn't get that. I had got a burger, but I had opened up his thing and I had tasted it, and I was like, my lips are so itchy, and I was like, wait, is this peanuts in here? And he was like, let me see. He tasted. He was like, it is peanuts. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm about to die. So he started freaking out, of course, because I'm just like, my lips were getting swollen and everything. I don't have no EpiPen, you know. I don't even have any medicine with me. So, but it calmed down after a while, though.
That's good that it wasn't severe.
Yeah.
Cause that's fucking, I know, scary. You would have been pissed if you just turned real ugly on that fucking trip. Like,
yeah,
it's canceled.
Or I would like would have died. He's like, you want to die? Cause my no, cause legit.
Or
I was trying to,
if I would have died,
I was being really calm, but my throat started to feel like it was closing up a little bit. Like, it ain't,
cause you
it
didn't
want to
freak him out.
I ain't want to freak him out, cause then he was gonna be like, like he was gonna freak out. He not the type that won't freak out with shit like that. And so I had to like keep calm until like I knew that I wasn't going to die. So I was like, damn, I was really about to die back there. Like,
bitch.
When I told him the next morning, he was like, your throat was closing? I was like, yes, it was closing. He was like, why would you tell me? I was like, because you was going to freak out like this. Like,
look how you're acting now. Look how you're acting now.
I feel like I'm all right now. But yeah. Yeah, we had different food. Yeah, some Italian food, Thai food, some Mexican food. Food. Not a food. Yeah. Yeah, so that was great. What was we saying before that? That was it?
Nothing. I was just asking what y'all was eating out there. Because, as many places as I've been, I haven't been out the country yet. And I want to go. Because I got my passport, obviously. Yeah. But
shit, shit was super duper cheap. It was super duper cheap. So, yeah.
Yeah, she paid $12.
I ain't paid $12, but I did. And right now they're doing like a lot of deals in Cancun because they're trying to get people to, come there. I was talking to one of the guys there and he was like, usually it'd be like 350 planes coming in per day and now it's only 30.
Wow.
So they're trying to get a lot of people, to come in or whatever. And I have read an article or maybe someone shared it on Instagram. That they were like practically paying people to come to Cancun. Like, what? Hotels were offering like these crazy ass deals. Like, cause we stayed at a 5-star hotel, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, and that shit was super duper cheap. Like, it wasn't, he didn't pay that much. Like, I'll tell you how much he paid for the both of us.
Yeah.
That shit was cheap.
Dude, he got, ask him if he could send me or if he could send you like, links of where he found the deals, and then you just send it to the group chat or send it to me or some shit like that.
Okay. What else was I about to say? All right. Are we skipping next? Oh, wait. Never mind. Are we skipping next week? How long are you going to be going?
I'm coming back on Wednesday night, but it's going to be kind of late, though, because I had to change my flight today because I was originally going to come back on Monday, but... obviously the funeral, my dad just told me the funeral is on Tuesday. So I'm going to now stay Tuesday night, and then I'm flying back on Wednesday night.
Okay. Well, there's no pressure to record. We'll probably skip a week this way. Again, sorry about your grandfather. I would have called him.
I know, right?
Papa, what you doing?
Like, Papa, like, what's good? Like, I should have sent him a little bit of titty eat. I'm like, what the fuck?
Jackson, them gears, they nasty.
Damn. We were sending that number the whole time.
He would have replied back to your ass, like, where you at?
Oh, Papa was nasty, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, because I got titty pics for days old or something. Like, what's up?
Y'all stupid, but no, I appreciate it though, man. Thank you, man. No. Rest in peace to Grandpa.
Yes, rest in peace to Grandpa. Damn.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Anyway, I am Seymour Quacy, IMARQI_. Want to follow us on Instagram, the SWS podcast. Shit. Sex Exchanges. Shit, what's our shit? Sex Exchanges podcast on Instagram and Facebook, the SWS podcast on Twitter. Yeah, that's it.
I don't know how you remembered none of this shit this whole time anyway. Like,
she done said that shit for 200 and some odd weeks.
Yo, why are y'all don't send us emails anymore? We want to know y'all business lives. Tell us some quarantine tea, please.
That's because them niggas not fucking either. Fucking
yeah, y'all complain about us. Y'all be trying to live vicariously through us. We just human, okay? We just like y'all not getting none like y'all motherfuckers.
Send us y'all masturbation emails then. Tell us how
y'all hit y'all shit and cry afterwards.
But anyway, man, I'm Jackson 1616. JAXON 1616 is my Instagram. Jackson 914 is my Twitter. And sign up to the Patreon. I finally got 100 people this week, so I'm hype about that.
Woo.
I got
congratulations.
And,
where your little sound effects at? See?
I can't cue them up right now, but. So that means you go show dick? Oh, no. How about if we get to 150, we showing the tip.
My next goal is 150. You said that. I didn't say that.
He's putting his pussy dick on live.
listen, no, you gotta get 150 of like, all right, I'm about to show y'all something. Then you get to your video, you pan down, all of a sudden you doing the heel toe. Gotcha, bitch.
I would be fed the fuck up. Like, if you don't put that camera back up and pull them fucking shorts down, bitch.
Oh my God.
Let me see it. Or I'm gonna come get it myself.
Or I'm calling my bank like I need my money back. They be like, it's $5. I need my money back.
I don't give a fuck if it was 50 cents. I'm calling.
Worst, like, man.
I never signed up for this. They lying.
The absolute worst. But yeah, man, go sign up to my shit, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, that's
y'all can follow me on Instagram at I Got The Juice, and y'all can follow me on Twitter @_justjuice.
Oh, also, a bitch is 31. So I just forgot my birthday's coming up. Happy birthday to me. You know, it's been a rough...
Wait, it's actually been a pretty good year.
When
this episode posts, is going to be your birthday?
Monday. It posts Monday, but Thursday is my birthday. Okay. But if y'all want to send me $100,000, listen, my Cash App is, you know, the little money sign, the dollar sign, then C as in Charlie, I as in Igloo, M as in Michael, A as in Alpha, R as in Romeo, Q as in...
Quiet, you listen to Union. I is an igloo.
C Marquis. I'm trying to get to $100,000 so I can go on vacation again. Bitch.
Oh my God.
Vacation is $12 right now.
I'm trying to go on 10,000 vacations. Slept me out. Thank you.
Look. Thank you. You're fucking annoying.
All right, bye, y'all.
All right, man. Send me that.